Hello everyone, a very warm welcome. This is Press TV's Top 5. Now, Palestinian resistance movement Hamas has criticized Israel for a wave of attacks on the besieged Gaza Strip. Now, Hamas has also put the blame on Israel for the escalation of tensions in the Gaza Strip as well. Groups stress that such aggressions would not, quote, break the will of the Palestinian nation. At least 4 Palestinians were injured in the Israeli aerial and artillery attacks on the towns of Beit Hanun, Beit Elahia, and Jabalia on Sunday. A water tower in Beit Hanun was also damaged in the attacks. Tel Aviv claims the raids are in response to rocket fire from Gaza, which fell in the city of Es Sderot. And to give us more on the story, we're joined out of Gaza by Ashraf Shannon, Press TV correspondent there. Hey there, Ashraf. What more can you tell us about Israel's bombing the coastal enclave of Gaza?
Well, Daniel, the overnight bombing by the Israeli military against the people of the Gaza Strip is just another sign that Israel is planning some sort of escalation against the people of Gaza. The people here are bracing themselves for another Israeli war, possibly more violent than the one that took place in 2014, where around 2,200 Palestinians were killed. In recent days, we heard Israeli drones and Israeli fighter jets flying at low altitude throughout the airspace of the Gaza Strip. And this what made people feel that there's something going on, something is going to take place. Basically, Israel does not need an excuse to attack any Palestinian or basically in the Gaza Strip. Israel claimed that the airstrikes it carried out and the tank attacks were retaliation for what it alleges as a rocket that was fired from Gaza, although no Palestinian group has claimed responsibility for such attack. Overnight, Israel carried out at least 49 airstrikes and tank shelling against mainly against the northern Gaza Strip towns of Beth Hanun, Beit Lahia, and Jabalia. And also they attacked areas in central Gaza, the Sderot refugee camp, and east of Al Bureij refugee camp. Now, these Israeli attacks come a time only like almost 2 years after Israel waged the war back in 2014. The Gaza Strip is still in bad need and in bad shape because of what Israel did in 2014. Thousands of homes are still destroyed, tens of thousands of families are still displaced, and they have no proper place to call home. And this, as the international community keeps turning a blind eye to what's going on in the Gaza Strip and turning a blind eye to the grave Israeli human rights violations against 2 million souls living in the Gaza Strip. We're talking about a population where nearly 60% of them are children under the age of 18. And this is why most of the footage we see in all of the wars that Israel carried out and these attacks as well are children who suffer injuries, although they're minor. But we have to understand that these children, for example, a 7-year-old or 8-year-old child has been through 3 Israeli wars since 2008, and people here have multiple traumas, and they're still in bad need for help just to treat such traumas.
And Ashraf, how has the new far-right cabinet in Israel and the introduction of hardliner Avigdor Lieberman by Netanyahu as the new Minister of Military Affairs, how has it affected, influenced, or changed Tel Aviv's policy towards Palestinians?
Well, the fact that Avigdor Lieberman is the Minister of Military Affairs is just a very dangerous sign that an Israeli escalation will likely to take place in the Gaza Strip or possibly in southern Lebanon. So a lot of people are really afraid that a major Israeli war will take place soon, especially in the Gaza Strip, and also especially amid the warmongering rhetoric by Israeli military commanders and right-wing Israeli leaders.
Thank you, Ashraf, as a Press TV correspondent, Ashraf Shani, updating us out of the Gaza Strip.